Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I am super excited about this episode of Social Media Secrets because today I'm bringing on a guest who has successfully grown a business from just, get this you guys, $600 in starting capital to, this is absolutely crazy, eight figures in annual revenue. And he didn't do this over a lifetime. He did that in less than 2 years. And I'm so excited to bring him on because he hasn't just built a successful company. He's also been incredibly popular on social media. His videos have been viewed over 250 million times and shared by millions of people over the last 6 months, which is just crazy. Dar, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks so much for that amazing intro. I'm going to have you speak at my wedding.
I accept the invitation. So great. So I'm excited to have you here for so many different reasons. But first and foremost, I know everyone always says, like, tell me your story. I'm actually not going to ask you to tell me your story. I want to dive into some of the questions that people probably don't always ask you. So going from $600 to eight figures, that's a radical transition. I mean, I've learned over this journey that nothing happens in business unless you work on yourself. And that's probably been a big part of your journey. Can you share with us a little bit about what you learned along the path from startup to eight figures that kind of like blew your mind?
Oh my God, this is like such an amazing question. This is something that I struggled with a lot. You know, I had this realization a couple years ago, right before actually starting this business, that success starts from the inside out. And what I mean by that is a lot of us are like sort of chasing external success. We want money. We want the body that we want. We want the relationship that we want. But we don't spend a lot of time on developing the inward success. And what I mean by that is actually having the right mindset going into all these various goals that we have. And I really started self-analyzing myself because I've been an entrepreneur throughout my life. I've founded many, many different businesses. And almost every single time I looked at my life and realized that I had a pattern where every 2 years or so, I was starting a new company. I'd get super fired up about it. It was so exciting. I would start to make great money. Then I would hit a couple of roadblocks. I'd get burnt out, want to give up, and then move on to something new. And so I just looked at my life as like a like many periods of just starting over every time. And I was like, I was an expert at nothing, right? Like I was constantly learning new industries. I was constantly rebranding myself. I was constantly picking myself after failure. And so I really got into the right mindset when I started my latest business, which by far has been my most successful business to date. And the two mental philosophies that I adopted going into this were, number one, keep going. Like, no matter how bad things get, no matter how difficult and how dark the days became and how much I felt like giving up, I just had to keep going no matter what. And number two was, think long term. Don't make decisions based on making a quick buck or what I think could work right now. Make decisions based on, does this align with my vision for the future? Is this the brand that I want to build? Is this the impact that I want to make? And just by having those two mental states going into this business, that made such a tremendous impact on the turn of events that ultimately led me to creating what is now the most successful company I've ever founded, LiveGlam.
Amazing. Now, one question I'm sure that people sometimes ask is, how in the world did you, a guy, think to found a company related to cosmetics?
I would love to make it seem like this was like planned out and part of my destiny. And when I was a kid, I was like, oh, I'm always going to be into cosmetics and makeup. But in reality, like that thought never crossed my mind. If you told me 5 years ago that, hey, you're going to be like this makeup entrepreneur running a successful cosmetics line and creating your own lipsticks and brushes and eyeshadows, I'd be like, you get out of here. Like, no way. That's not me. You got the wrong guy. But, you know, it's more so just like the entrepreneurial mindset, right? Like, necessity really becomes the mother of invention. And I was just at a really, really dark place in my life. Like, about 4 years ago, I was totally broke. When I say totally broke, like, I mean, I did not know how I was going to make rent. And I was sharing a 300 square foot studio apartment with a roommate. And it was so small, there wasn't even room for a bed. So one of us would sleep on the floor, one of us would sleep on the couch, and we took turns. And I didn't know how I was going to make rent in that small studio space. And so I was at such a dark time in my life, thinking at 30 years old, I was going to have to move back in with my parents, which is like the ultimate level of embarrassment for any man, I would say, but particularly an Indian man, like moving back in with your family is just like the ultimate disgrace. And I was looking for any sort of opportunity, and sort of as fate would have it, I was open to everything. I ended up meeting a beauty influencer that opened my mind to this space, and I sort of just jumped on the opportunity because I really needed something to happen, and just one thing kind of led to the next through serendipity, and it ended up working out.
That is amazing. I love the part of your story where you've experienced having nothing, and those moments, I think, kind of prepare us for the big thing, which... It sounds so crazy. You know, I was speaking with my mentor, Myron Golden, this past weekend, and he said that the things that we go through that sometimes seem so bad, we don't realize that they're actually a part of the good plan that's ahead of us. So obviously something kept you going. And a lot of times people say like, oh, entrepreneurship is so hard. You've probably learned a lot of different levels of hard. Can you share with us some of like the surprising hard things you've experienced, even in success?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's such a great point. And, you know, I like my story, I feel like, is really one in which I failed my way to success. It really did take all those failures. And one thing that I've learned to say, one thing I often say now is that your struggle today makes for a more exciting tomorrow, makes for a more exciting story tomorrow. So whatever struggle that you're going through right now that you might feel like is the end of the world and that you're never gonna get through this, ultimately is just gonna become part of your story, and it just makes it that much more exciting. Like, how boring of a podcast episode would this be if I was just like, yeah, I founded my first company, it took off, it did amazing, I never experienced any sort of setback or failure, life is great. Like, no, you don't want to know that. You know, you want to know, like, what are those times where you were literally on the brink of failure, that thought your life cannot go on, that everything is done, is doomsday, you've got dark clouds hanging over your head, and somehow you found some way to push forward. And I saw this quote that I really loved that said, you've survived 100% of your bad days so far. You're doing great. Keep going. Right? And that's so true, because we get through times where we're just like, oh my God, how am I going to get through this? But you've had so many moments of those in your lifetime where you didn't know how you were going to get past those. And guess what? You're still here. You're listening to this podcast right now. So somehow you've survived that. And whatever you're experiencing right now will be no different. So as long as you go into that mindset, the most important thing is that you don't give up. Because what separates successful people from unsuccessful people is not that successful people don't face challenges or they don't face setbacks. In fact, the more successful the person, the more setbacks and failures they've experienced. But what separates them is that they keep going instead of letting those failures break them.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Now, we've talked a little bit about some of the challenges you've experienced. What are some of those mountaintop moments that have occurred where you're like, is this really my life? You know, pinch me. Am I going to wake up and this is all just a dream?
Oh my God. It was definitely like, you're talking about like feeling the lowest points of my life or so.
I would say, how about, like, let's talk about some of the highs. Those
highs. Oh yeah. My God. Yeah. The high is definitely right now. Like, you know, knock on wood, but every day, like, it is such a blessing because I'm at a place now where I'm living the dream that I want to live. And not only like, I'm just so proud of the impact that my team is able to make. You know, it's one thing to be able to make money, but it's a whole nother thing to be able to create a positive impact on the world and just feel like the world is a better place through your existence or through your products. And, you know, the team that we've built at LiveLam, like the relationships that we've had, the memories that we've created, the products that, you know, our customers get that they really love, the charitable programs that we've been able to create. And then also just being at a place now where, you know, I've been able to really do what I'm most passionate about, which is create content, chat with brilliant folks such as yourself to help spread positivity, to inspire others like on their journey. That's ultimately what I'm all about. And, you know, the fact that I get to do that, you know, on my own leisure full time while making a great living and living in Los Angeles and being a part of a really exciting industry, like, this is definitely, like, to me, as you know, the best moment that I've ever lived. So every day feels like that mountaintop moment right now.
Oh my gosh. I love that feeling. Those are some of my favorite moments, you know? Okay. So one question I have is, as you think about like what comes next, what keeps you moving forward once you've achieved such a big thing? I know that none of us think, okay, we're done. You know, like, what comes, like, how do you come up with what the next 6, 12, you know, 24 months looks like?
Yeah, for sure. You know, when you're like an entrepreneur or you're just like you're a driven person, if you're one of those people that just feel like you're destined for something, that you're not on this planet for no reason, that your life has some sort of a purpose, then you're going to have that mentality where you're always pushing for more. For me, it's progress. Like, what drives me is every single day that I wake up, I just want to know that I am somehow, even if it's a baby step forward, even if I'm crawling forward, somehow I'm better today than I was yesterday. So it's definitely that progress. And I'm sure a lot of people right now are listening to this podcast thinking, okay, you know, easy for you to say you've made it, you know, you're making, you know, $20 million in revenue and you've got like, you're living in LA and you've got this content that's being viewed by millions of people. But honestly, I look at myself in the same way that others look to me thinking I made it. I look to myself as if I haven't done anything. Like, I haven't accomplished anything. I've got such a far way to go because the people that I look up to are people that are running nine-figure businesses or billion-dollar companies, or they're getting billions of views. And so for me, as much as I appreciate, you know, how far I've come, I definitely don't take that for granted. I have just as much drive as I've ever had before, and definitely the feeling of like I haven't accomplished anything. Like, I've got such a far way to go to be able to get to the place that I'm trying to get to.
Oh my gosh, that's a great way to look at it. You haven't even touched like the surface. You know, I always imagine that like iceberg, and there's so much underneath, and people just see what's at the, you know, at the top, but they have no idea how deep, you know, your foundation is and how much work goes underneath the surface before you start to emerge. Now, a lot of people who listen to my podcast are just kind of starting or still on that first, you know, first six-figure journey. And for some, it's even still their first five-figure journey. What would you say are the five things that have been the most impactful on your journey, whether it's a book, a resource, a thought, a daily practice, that you would say every person should try this?
Yeah, for sure. Number one, I mean, for me, you know, it's been a little bit, for every person, it's a little bit unique. But number one, going back to what you had mentioned earlier, I feel like is so important. It's just getting yourself in that right mental space And if that right mental space means meditation, taking care of your body, spending time with your family, going on a retreat, just figure out, spend time inwardly thinking about how you can get into the right mindset for success. I think that's first and foremost before you attain anything. Number two is think long-term. And this is more so a problem, I feel like, for a lot of young men, especially. You know, women also probably experience some of this, but we live at a time where we just want like these instantaneous results. We're looking at social media and seeing all these people traveling and living well and having nice cars and all these followers. And it puts us into this mindset that we need to achieve success right now instantaneously. But a lot of times that ends up leading to bad decisions as opposed to us taking the longer route. Even though it seems like the longer way will take a long time to get there, that time is going to pass anyway, and you'll be so much happier if you build your success the right way, and you won't be just some flash in the pan, which I've been many times over in my life. So definitely think long term. Number three is just commit yourself to keep going. Like, no matter what happens, no matter what obstacles you face, if you're really committed to something and you found your passion, then you have to keep going and moving forward regardless of how many obstacles you face. Because nobody that's accomplished anything worthwhile has not gone through struggles. So it's not about not having struggle, it's about being able to overcome those struggles. Number four is, I would say, passion is important. I do feel like it's a little bit overrated. I was never passionate about cosmetics, but I found areas within the business that I became super passionate about. If you're a young person that's starting your first company and you're in like your late teens or you're in your early 20s or even late 20s, even early 30s, really, like, you've got time. And so I would say dabble in a lot of things to find what really resonates with you. You're not going to have the ability to do that later in life. And so try a lot of different things, see what you're passionate about. And then once you find something that really resonates with you, then go all in on that one thing and stick to it. But don't lock yourself in too early. Otherwise, you'll waste a lot of time. And finally, I would just say, like, I hate to be sound like, you know, a cliche or whatever, but your company matters so much. Like, even in 2019, I can't tell you how many people that I've just sort of stopped responding to, because there's so much, like, that negative energy takes so much out of your life. And if people aren't aligned with you and where you're trying to go, they're ultimately being an anchor that's holding you back. And so many people are not going after their dreams that they would rather just make excuses and not want to see you succeed. So most people, even in their circle with the people that they spend the most time with, have a lot of people that don't necessarily have their best interests or well-wishers. And it's the hardest thing because you've known those people for so long. You know, you've have a lot of history together. It's uncomfortable to tell them, like, hey, you know what? Like, you're not the best influence for me, so I'm not going to be spending a lot of time. But really audit your close group of friends and surround yourself by people that are on a mission that have similar goals and going to help you get to where you want to get to.
Oh, that is so good. Where have you found the greatest areas of support?
Yeah, definitely. Do you mean like in friendship circles?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, you know, for me, like, I've just been, so when I grew up in high school, I grew up in this like small town in Northern California, and I'm Indian, and I was the only Indian kid in high school, and I was the only Indian kid in my entire city. And, you know, growing up, I just never felt a real connection because my high school was super small and it was very cliquish. And so everybody would hang out in groups, the athletes, the Asians, the African Americans, everybody was cliquish. And I was such a dork in high school that it's sad to say, but I literally would spend lunches eating by myself or with my instructors, like trying to learn, like, in between classes. And so I always felt this need for connection. I felt like I needed attention. I didn't really realize that as I got older, but I was always trying to get the approval from people. And because of that, I just sort of became friends with anyone who was willing to become friends with me because I was so desperate for like social action. And so I ended up creating a lot of friendships, a lot of relationships. And then as I got older, I really realized that less is more when it comes to your social circle. And if you put yourself in the right places, and you know, you're attending seminars or conferences, you're listening to podcasts and reaching out to people that you think, you know, are thinking along the same lines as yourself, don't rush it. You know, there's great people out there that are on the same mission that you're on, and you don't need to have a lot of friends. In reality, the entrepreneurial journey is kind of lonely. So take your time, and if you're just surrounding yourself with people that don't have your best interest because you have this lack of soul, you have this like social void inside of you, then you're not freeing yourself up to create new relationships with people that are going to help take you to the next level. So they're all around, but it's more so about being in the right mindset to be able to develop those relationships.
Oh my gosh, that is so good. Now, what's one thing, if you could go back, obviously there's always that mindset of like, don't ever change the past, you know, everything happened exactly how it was. But like, if you could show up and say one thing to yourself, even if it wasn't 2 years ago, even if it was 10 years ago, what would it have been?
Oh my God, there's so many things. Like, I definitely wouldn't have changed anything because I've had massive, massive failure. Like, a lot of people have experienced failure, but if you look me up, like, I've experienced massive, massive failure. And it's so crazy, but I'm at a place now where I literally would not change any of it because even though there was so much pain and suffering and heartbreak, you know, and so many tough moments, it ultimately did get me to the place that I am and helped shape me into the man I needed to be in order to succeed. But if I was just to go back and tell myself one thing, it would just be patient. Like, don't stress. It's all going to work out. If I could just show myself like years ago, like 4 years ago when I was sleeping in that studio apartment, not knowing how I was going to pay rent, or any one of those moments that I've had throughout my life of massive failure, and just say, hey, this is right around the corner. You know, like you're just a little bit away from this massive success. I think it would have just saved me a lot of like pain and suffering and depression and anxiety and heartbreak and all those things. But you know, those are just emotions that you feel in the moment. And in reality, you do need to experience that in life because ultimately you learn from it.
That is so, so good. Now, what are you working on outside of Live Glam, or is it just Live Glam consumes your life day and night? Tell me a little bit about what else you currently are working on.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, I've really, another one of those mindset shifts that I've had is just really trying to focus on one thing, because my mind, like a lot of millennials, it goes into this ADD state where it's like, oh, you want to have 10 different businesses, or you want to have 5 different things. And me and knowing myself, it's so important to get to know yourself and your own tendencies. I end up like getting distracted and then thinking, oh, I've got all this creative energy and I've got this extra time. I could take on all these projects. But for me, I now focus 100% of my energy on doing one thing very, very well. And if you look at most successful people, like even companies, Apple has so many products, but what made them truly outstanding? The iPhone, right? That's what ultimately drives them. Like, so many companies have a lot of different products, but ultimately there's one thing that they're really known for. So for me, I really try to eliminate as many distractions and focus all my energy on doing one thing really well. So I would say almost day in, day out, I'm thinking just about LiveLem and that business. But outside of that, it's more so now, how can I make an impact to help inspire other people that are on their journey? I really feel like, you know, all the failures and heartbreak and hardship that I experience just puts me at a place where I can relate to people and I can speak to them specifically because I've experienced a lot of those same emotions that they've gone through. And the fact that I was able to overcome it, I think is really inspiring for them to know that they can also get there. So a lot of my energy also goes towards creating motivational content to help people on their journey so they can also live their best life and succeed despite whatever hardships they might be going through.
Oh, I think that's seriously so cool. Now, you've attracted a ton of people to your videos. Was that an intentional thing, or did you just start to create videos and it resonated with people? I would love to get inside of your mind on that.
You know, anything I do, like, I have to do it big. Like, even though I have failed many times, as I've talked about on this podcast, I still failed in a big way. Like, my failures were very public. Many people knew about them. So anything, I won't get involved in something unless I feel like I can create a big impact or make a big dent. And so I was really big on Instagram. Like, I built up my Instagram to about 1 million followers 4 years ago when nobody had 1 million followers on Instagram. Wow. Not even celebrities had Instagram. But I had built it in a way where I was like this Instagram baller who was, you know, flying all over the world and buying exotic cars and living in lavish houses. And it just wasn't sustainable because I didn't have like enough income to keep up with the lifestyle that I was trying to portray. And eventually I ended up going completely broke trying to maintain that reputation. Wow. That I had online. And so I made the hardest decision 4 years ago, which was to go completely underground. Because again, I'm a guy who needs like this attention coming back from, you know, my sort of upbringing. So I went on this hiatus. I deleted all my content. If you go on my Instagram right now, I still have like about 600,000 followers, but I only have one post because I deleted everything else. And I decided to go underground and really focus on building success for real. I didn't want to be one of those guys that talked about success or preached about success without being able to experience it on my own. So I went underground for years, and it took me until about 6 months ago to finally say, you know what, like, I'm at a good enough place in my life where I feel stable, I feel strong, I feel like I've got a good story to tell. I'm gonna get back on social media. And I literally thought about it for 3 years in terms of coming up with a strategy in my head before I actually started creating content. So I definitely, when that moment happened where I was like, yes, I've got a strategy, I know how I'm gonna do this, I went in knowing that I, you know, if I did this, it was going to be huge. It was going to make a huge impact. And now I started on my birthday, which was May 29, 2018. And now my videos have gotten over 400 million views.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's now at over 400 million views. They've been shared almost 5 million times. And I put out 3 videos a week. So it's not like I just put out, you know, it's not like a one hit wonder. Like, you know, it's a lot of content that's really spread. So I definitely went in there with the right mindset, which helped me become successful online.
That is seriously so, so powerful. So I'm sure some people are like, okay, I got to see these videos. Where is the best place that they can find you and these videos?
Yeah, if you just look me up, Darmann, DharMann, one of the first things that come up is my Facebook profile. So as of right now, I'm just sticking to Facebook. I know everybody's on Instagram, everybody's on, you know, Snapchat. I'm still taking a break from Instagram, but ultimately I will be back. But for right now, the best place to find me is my fan page on Facebook.
Amazing. Well, Dar, thank you so, so much for joining me. I know people are going to love this episode, and you guys should probably stay tuned because I feel like we should have a follow-up episode in like 6 months when you cross 1 billion views. I know it's going to happen.
6 months. I was thinking next month. So
let's do it.
Yeah. Awesome. No, thank you so much. It's been so much fun. I really appreciate you having me.
This episode of Social Media Secrets was brought to you by Social Media United, the leading online university for social media managers to learn how to gain clients, gain freedom, and gain an entire community of people who have their back. To claim your $1 trial for 7 days, go to www.smutrial.com. You won't regret it. I can't wait to see you inside.